White House doubles down on student loans. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. They're defending the student debt relief announced by the president, even as he continues to claim credit for economic gains.
The economy is stronger than it's been in some time. And we have said that, you've heard the president say that, there's still some folks who need a little bit more help. And this is what the president is trying to do. Both can be true. It's not one or the other.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre also pushing back on criticism that it's unfair to other taxpayers footing the bill, saying the president knows it won't make everyone happy. Fox Business's Madison Allworth.
Even some that are close to paying off their student loans and that might qualify, they kind of feel upset because the feeling is that this program is not targeted enough and that it's a one-time fix that doesn't actually solve the problem of exploding college costs.
The White House today emphasizing the plan's new income-based limit on monthly loan payments as well. The White House urging Russia to give full control of a nuclear power plant back to Ukraine. Part of that plant now disconnected from the power grid after fire broke out from shelling.
Dozens of experts as well as senior former officials within the government in the U.S. are urging President Joe Biden to increase pressure so that international experts have the means to visit this site. Today, the British Ministry of Defense is claiming that Russia is increasing its presence at the site, moving armored vehicles within just 200 feet of the reactors.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Kyiv. In a call with Ukraine's leader today, President Biden reaffirming continued U.S. support for Ukraine. The Justice Department submits a redacted version of the FBI affidavit used leading up to the raid on former President Trump's Florida home. Today's document meeting a new deadline imposed by a federal judge who must now decide whether to unseal any of the document. There's no deadline for that. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Two people plead guilty to federal charges in a scheme to sell personal items stolen from President Biden's daughter.
Amy Harris and Robert Curlander pleaded guilty to counts of conspiring to commit interstate transportation of stolen property. The Justice Department's account of the case contained no names or other specifics, but widely circulated details indicate Ashley Biden, the president's daughter, stored a diary as well as other records and items in a Florida home. It's alleged that Harris took those items and told Curlander, who contacted Project Veritas, an activist group who bought those items. Project Veritas says it gave the diary to authorities. It has not been charged with a crime.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, Harris and Curlander face up to 5 years in prison. Police in Cyprus just announcing the arrest of five Syrians on suspicion of human trafficking. This after a police patrol boat pulled more than 30 Syrians out of the sea when their boats sank close to the island where there's been a surge of asylum seekers. A tennis champ about to miss another major for not getting a COVID shot.
1 year since he lost the final match at the U.S. Open, 21-time Grand Slam singles champion Novak Djokovic announced Thursday he will not compete in this year's U.S. Open. It begins Monday in New York. Unvaccinated against COVID-19, Djokovic tweeted, "Sadly, I will not be able to travel to New York this time for the U.S. Open. Good luck to my fellow players. I'll keep in good shape and positive spirits and wait for an opportunity to compete again. See you soon, tennis world," said Djokovic, now ranked sixth in the world. He won Wimbledon this summer and possibly could return to play the Australian Open in January. He is banned from entering the country for 3 years because he was deported as a result of his vaccination status, but foreigners no longer need to declare such status when entering Australia.
Fox's Jared Max. An hour to the close on Wall Street. Stocks turning higher. The Dow's up 132. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.